This is it. This is the week, the first week of September in the Bob Almanac here to wrap up the week. Today is Friday, September 6th. We have a Bob Almanac salute here to start us out.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball.
So a few days ago, the guy who wrote this song, Dick Wilson, a Bemidji native, worked in Twin Cities advertising, did jingles for Dairy Queen, Northwestern National Bank, Hams Beer.
Wow.
Dick Wilson passed away a few days ago. Might have been over the weekend.
This man had talent.
83. And he wrote that song for the inaugural season of the Twins in 1961. And they still use that song.
Oh, yeah. It's
they
great.
Still use that song.
Iconic.
It's been redone and modernized several times.
Sure.
But a goodbye to Dick Wilson. Dead at the age of 83.
Friday,
September 6th, 249th day of the year. We have 116 left to go. Mm-hmm. 1522, Ferdinand Magellan. You know, they call him the first man to circumnavigate the globe. Mm-hmm. But guess what? He didn't actually do it. He died en route. The natives got angry. He cheated in a game of, I think they were rolling dice. And the native got upset at Magellan. So one of his five ships returned to Spain, completing the first successful circumnavigation of the world. And Neil, you saw only, 15 of 265 sailors survived.
Yeah, it's a high death rate. But he had gone east one time and gotten to the Philippines. Then he went west and he got there. So it's kind of like the Tiger Slam. You know, he didn't do it all in one trip.
No.
But you count both trips together, he really had circumvented the entire deal.
And he has, did he circumvent it or, yeah. Circumnavigate.
Circumnavigated.
If you circumvent, that means you go around something without doing it, right?
I guess you're right.
I circumvent doing this show and I get paid.
He met a grisly demise, though. It wasn't good.
The Pilgrim set sail. More sailing here today. Pilgrim set sail from Plymouth, England. They're on the Mayflower. They wanted to head to the New World. They arrived in November.
They had enough of England. They were seeking new ground.
Well, wouldn't you?
Right.
1901, it's the forgotten assassination. Yes. President William McKinley shot. He was at the Pan Am Exposition in Buffalo, New York. He died 8 days later. He was mortally wounded.
It was kind of like, I think, gangrene or something said. He would not have died, obviously, had it happened a little more recent.
And, of course, then they take the mountain away from him.
Right. Yes.
1916, first true supermarket opened this date in Memphis, Tennessee. It was called Piggly Wiggly. And I think that company's still around. At least there are stores still named Piggly Wiggly when I was down there.
We had one in Hopkins when I was growing up, early in the 60s.
Harlem Globetrotters established this date in 27.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
This song wouldn't become their theme until the 50s. And it was several years later that the Washington Generals were established.
Globetrotters had a pretty good record against the Generals.
1959, the state.
Bobby, you're beautiful. You make me feel. My Barbie doll is really
real. Wow.
I'll admit, I had to play with Barbie dolls when we'd go visit family because there were a lot of females on the other side of the family, and they didn't have G.I. Joes or wrestling or the Star Wars figures.
Or the Army men you were talking about earlier.
No, they didn't have those Army men either, so he had to play with Barbies, but Barbie, the first ever Barbie doll sold by Mattel.
That was an actual commercial?
1959, the first ever Barbie commercial, by the way. So 1977, what a year it was for Dave Kingman. You remember what his nickname was?
Kong.
Yeah, he was Kong. And in 1977, he played in all four divisions. So on this date, the Angels acquired Dave Kingman from the Padres for cash. 9 days later, the Yankees buy Kingman. And he started the season with the Mets. So that means he played in all four divisions of baseball. It'd be tougher to do that now because they have six divisions.
Right.
But that was four division baseball in 77.
He had some power, but he struck out a little bit, too.
Feast or famine.
Right.
1980, McAllister won a football game. McAllister.
Oh, they had lost, what, 80?
Out of St. Paul, they had lost 50 games in a row. And that losing streak was snapped on this date as they defeated Mount scenario, that football power, Mount Scenario, 17-14. Now, since then, the record has been broken. Prairie View A&M, at one point in time, a few years ago, had lost 80 in a row.
Yeah, that's what I was
Prairie
thinking.
Prairie View A&M had lost 80 in a row. McAllister had their streak ended here this day, finally getting a win in 1980. 1991, St. Petersburg restored as St. Petersburg, as they changed the name back to St. Petersburg. Of course, it had been Leningrad during communist time, and they decided, well, let's go back and name it St. Petersburg, of course, named after, I think, Peter Cottontail, 1991. How about 1995?
It is official now. Cal Ripken has broken Lou Gehrig's record. The new record set by the Orioles Iron Man, 2,131 consecutive games.
We have a new Iron Man, and his name is not Tony Stark. It's Cal Ripken.
That'll never be broken again.
No,
that one's going to stand forever.
No, it won't. And then in 97.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves. Where lives were torn apart.
It's Elton John. They reworded
called out to our
Candle in the Wind for that song. Bertie Taupin changed the lyrics around, and then Elton sang it at the funeral this day. London, England, as Elton John performing it.
Kind of 1997. Makes a hair on your arm stand up a little
bit.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was, I think, nice at Westminster Abbey, I'm pretty sure, of 1997.
Right.
Then it was 3 years ago we all heard about this.
After almost 27 years, Danny Heinrich was willing to talk, and we had to grab the moment.
The 53-year-old told police where he buried Jacob's body in exchange for not being charged with the murder. Heinrich still faces 20 years in prison after pleading guilty on the pornography charges.
So this was the date that we found out and we had closure in the Jacob Wetterling story.
Mm-hmm.
2016.
Still didn't make me feel much better. But
no.
The guy was
no,
the ultimate scumbag.
Yeah, the story came out and how the abduction took place and what happened to Jacob. It was really chilling and very, very sad. But again, for the Wetterling family, they had the closure.
Right.
But there wasn't the result that they were hoping for.
No.
2016, that was 3 years ago. Now let's move on to birthdays now.
I'm loud. I'm proud that I'm loud. 'Cause people can hear me when I'm in a crowd.
Joanne Worley, no problem hearing her.
No, it's ear-bleedingly loud.
She was in Laugh-In, Hollywood Squares, Joanne Worley at 83.
And the eagles flew in from the west coast. Like the birds, they were trying to be free. While in Texas, the tough turned outlaws. Like Willie and Wade and me.
David Allan Coe, he's an outlaw.
Pretty good.
He's got some songs that are not for air.
Correct.
And not for work and not work safe. David Allan Coe, 80 today. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. Played a pretty mean bass guitar for them.
Yes,
76. Woozy Kurtz on our list.
Your Honor, I object.
You would!
Overactor!
Jazz out!
From the outtakes from the Jim Carrey movie, Liar, Liar.
She was
she was the opposing lawyer. going up against Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar. The outtakes at the end of that movie are as good as the movie.
Yes,
so Woozy Kurtz. And she was Molly's mom on Mike and Molly. She's been other things, sisters and so forth. She's 75.
Dan, there's an old saying. Behind every successful man, there's a woman. A loving, giving, caring woman. But you wouldn't know about that, Dan, because there's no old saying about what's behind a miserable failure.
Neil, do you care to say what Dan Aykroyd said next to Jane Curtin?
I got a pretty good idea, and I better keep it under my hat.
His counterpoint was epic and classic Jane Curtin from SNL. Of course, Kate and Allie as well. Every now and then she'll show up in a movie. 72 for Jane Curtin.
Very funny.
A leaf blower. Who is hijacking a plane with a leaf blower?
You turn the plane around, I mess your hair up so bad your mother never recognized me.
If your job requires you use a leaf blower and you have to get on an airplane to get to that job, it is really time to review your territory.
J. Jeff Foxworthy, the very funny Jeff Foxworthy. We've had him on the show a few times. He used to have a countdown show that we used to air. And he's the You Might Be a Redneck guy. Anytime, even when he's doing his regular stand-up and he says, if, it sounds like he's going
yes, going to go that, there. You know? Yeah.
If both your dog and your keys are on a chain or whatever it was. Right, right. Jeff Foxworthy, he's good.
He's awesome.
And he's 61. He was the guy who did all the sound effects with his own mouth.
Oh, yeah.
On the in the Police Academy movies. 61 for Michael Winslow today. And, of course, he did the horse sound effect after the sergeant. I can't remember his name. We just had him on. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
He ended up meeting the wrong end of a horse. Remember that?
Right.
Michael Winslow, 61. How about Mark Chestnut, 56 today. Idris Elba is 47.
Heimdall, may we pass?
Never has an enemy slipped my watch until this day. I wish to know how that happened.
And tell no one where we have gone until we've returned.
He's Heimdall. He is the watches the Bifrost.
Yeah.
He's the overseer. He sees everything because he has access to the Bifrost from Thor and the Marvel movies. He was in the most recent Fast and Furious one with The Rock. Among other things, he's kind of one of the hot actors right now. Mm-hmm. Idris Elba, 47. Whatever happened to the Cardigans? I don't know. I can't answer that question. And Neil, you can't either.
No, I don't
know. Lockjaw had set in. Nina Persson from the Cardigans. That was a big hit somewhere in the mid-90s.
Oh.
45 today, and then Pippa Middleton,
sure,
who is the sister of the Duchess of Cambridge. We know her as Catherine. Pippa Middleton, 36.
All right, gone, but not forgotten today. It's not an outstanding list, but the guy who founded the Naval Observatory is James Melville Gillis.
You need to show respect to the people that we do have, though.
Yes, that is true.
That doesn't make James Melville Gillis any less because he doesn't share a birthday with John Wayne or something.
Right. Big. Well, it's true. You know. He was born on this day, 1811. Actor Otto Kruger, I remember him from High Noon.
A terror-stricken town left him to face four killers single-handed at High Noon.
How's Gary Cooper going to do it?
Well, he was up to the challenge. He got winged, but he survived. I'm sure that's a spoiler alert.
Otto Kruger, he played the judge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In High Noon. I don't know. I can't remember how big of a role that was, but he was there, and he was part of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otto Kruger, 1885. He was the patriarch of the Kennedy clan. Former U.S. ambassador to Great Britain, Joseph P. Kennedy, 1888. He's the father of John, Bobby, and Ted, and others, but Joseph Kennedy, 1888. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jimmy Reed, you may remember the name, 1925, and disco singer Sylvester, not a big fan, but no disrespect, 1947. And singer Dolores O'Riordan was the singer for the Cranberries.
I vaguely remember that song.
Yeah.
Called Linger.
Right, I remember. We lost her early. She was born on this day, 1971, and that's all I have on
Oops.
There's a lady I found on the outskirts of town, knows how to treat me right. She's going to take me to the country.
Wow, how does
my
staff miss Mel?
Your staff, what are you paying them? Tootsie Rolls over there? Come on. They just do not do their job.
Tootsie Pops.
Take me to the country.
I'm pretty sure they're too dumb for those. They couldn't find the Tootsie in the
middle. No, they couldn't find nothing.
They would give up. They're not like Mr. Owl. So, yeah, Mel McDaniel, 1942, would have been celebrating today.
We lost
and now
them. Yeah, they're all gone but not
forgotten. I'll take a few hours off, and then the all-request lunch hour. Nothing but requests. That's my guarantee to you from noon to one. Neil, would you like to start a long stretch? This is a Herculean stretch of uninterrupted music. Bellamy Brothers, Crazy from the Heart. Trisha Yearwood, Thinking about you or our birthday boy today. Mark Chestnut is 56 and gonna get a life.
We can start with Chez. Nut, that's all right.
Have a nice Friday.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.